Here's some housing hope. You can own your own home outright in less than 6 years. So according to OneRoof's house price report, which details where you can buy and pay off your mortgage the fastest, out of the suburbs with 20 plus settled sales in the last 12 months, they found for a buyer intending to pay $1,000 a week on their mortgage on a 2-year fixed interest rate of 6.75, there were 46 suburbs where a mortgage could be paid off in less than 6 years. Now, OneRoof editor Owen Vaughan is with us on all of this. Owen, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Where are they?
Where are they? They're in mostly the cheaper suburbs, as you'd expect. Top of the list is Pattaya and South Taranaki. If you were paying off $1,000 a week, you could own outright by 2030 if you were buying now. Also, affordable for those are Matura and Cobden. So a lot of places where the prices are low, but they show where kind of buyers could own outright in a very short period of time.
Which takes into the psychology of home ownership, doesn't it? Do you want to buy a home to own it outright, or do you want to buy a home in an area where you might not pay it off in 6 years, but your equity gain over the period of time is going to be far greater?
Yeah, look, that's always the big equation. And I suppose it's not something that can people think about up front. They're more thinking about location. But I suppose for investors, people who are looking to build up their property portfolio, seeing where those suburbs are, those towns are, where they could essentially own their property outright is a good thing. It's also good for first-time buyers because it shows where they can buy and where they can be mortgage-free. And I think with interest rates being high as they are, cost of living being high as it is, those areas where you can essentially get rid of your debt within 10 years is a good thing.
Exactly. And it does remind us that housing can be affordable. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because I was talking to my hygienist the other day. She's moving to Christchurch. She's another one moving to Christchurch. And she's moving to Christchurch because housing's cheaper and she can get on the property ladder, whereas in Auckland she can't. Why don't more people do that? Why, if you can be anywhere to do what you do for a living, why don't you just go somewhere where it's nice and cheap and have a great life?
I think that's right. And I think I myself, back in 2019, saw the prices of houses in Christchurch. And back then, Christchurch house price growth was essentially flat. Now it started to get more expensive. But back then, it was like, wow, you could get quite a big house in a very desirable suburb like Merivale, Fendleton, Kennedy Bush, which equivalent to Aucklanders or Wellington people is really desirable suburbs for really reasonable prices. And I think people do have to think about, wow, we can live a little bit more freely, a little bit less worried about debt, paying off the mortgage in desirable locations. It's just that you've got to think about outside the box a bit.
Exactly. Owen, good insight. Appreciate it very much. Owen Vaughan, who's the OneRoof editor with us this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.